As someone involved in the beginning of the farmers market movement in New Orleans, I love to go to them. But I remember well that convincing the vendors to come back into town took a little coaxing.
When we began, we had this notion that there were farmers all surrounding New Orleans. And when I approached them, very often they looked at me like I was crazy. And they were terrified, literally terrified to come to the city. After all, the city that they had come to know, not through direct contact, but by watching it on television.
That's Richard McCarthy, creator of the Crescent City Farmers Market, who has been responsible for assisting in the creation of scores more across the state and across the country.
Well, I think the sort of beautiful, if not elegant, aspect of farmers markets, and in particular of the Crescent City Farmers Market, is that it appears as though this informal activity just occurs. And what happened very quickly, and I think in part because the original team that rallied around the reinvention of markets in New Orleans was to approach it in a long-term organizational development framework, it became a meeting place for people who were learning how to reanimate the city center.
And that original group also opted to put all their energies into people, not bricks and mortar. Some basic decisions were made about that first market that have not changed to this very day.
We made an agreement early on that the Crescent City Farmers Market would never own a building. I said yes at that time, not really knowing what that meant. It has since grown into very hard and fast religious creed within the organization that we must maintain a low overhead. And that I think that too often, especially in economic development circles, we think of investment as investment in a physical place, as opposed to an investment in relationships.
And relationships are what still drive the market. Katrina not only taught all of us the necessity of working together, it also unleashed an unparalleled amount of extraordinary entrepreneurship, even a few wild ideas.
Well, certainly the wildest was perhaps the White Boot Brigade, where we felt that with an unequal balance between supply and demand, between shrimpers who have product and not enough consumers to purchase the product, we took Louisiana shrimpers on a traveling roadshow. A traveling roadshow that grew to a point after Katrina when there were no docks, there were no consumers for the goods. So we brought them to New York, paid for our rooms with shrimp at the hotel, worked our way somehow onto the Today Show, traveled around in New York thanking chefs for putting shrimp onto the menu, teaching chefs how to cook our fragile sweetwater shrimp.
For all the wild ideas and the model he has created, Richard has just been named a hero of the New South by Southern Living magazine. Richard has been a quiet local hero for the past 16 years, for he has sustained safe gathering places where people of all walks of life can come together in the good times and help each other in the bad.
I think when we discovered that we were running more than just a market, but actually beginning to facilitate the development of a community, was when farmer Jim Corr nearly lost his foot in a tractor accident. We all discovered something that he knew quietly is that he didn't have health insurance. And his private tragedy became a very public concern. When farmers are growing products for chefs and consumers who then take the product into their home, into their kitchen, cook it and serve it to their family, suddenly that individual farmer's life becomes very personal to us consumers. And I think at this point when Jim Corr nearly lost his foot and the community rallied around, raised money for his health costs, when chefs developed a pop-up fundraising buffet in the middle of the farmer's market for Jim Corr, we began to realize that we were holding on to the reins of more than just a place of commerce, but a place to build community.
To learn more about some other creative farmers market initiatives, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Lipton.